The following is a chanting seminar given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 14th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, tonight we're having a special seminar on how to become perfect in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Actually, this is the most important thing. If your chanting is no good, you're in trouble. And if your chanting is good, you're in good shape. So everyone needs to learn how to chant very, very nicely. So we will take help from Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, who was given very nice explanation in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 9.
Kuris labai gerai paaiškina Bhagavad Gita 10 skyriaus 9 tekste.
Repeat after me. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Machchita madgata prana.
Machchita madgata prana.
Bhodayanta parasparam.
Bhodayanta parasparam.
Katayantascha mang nityam.
Katayantascha mang nityam.
Tashyanti cha brahmanti cha. Translation and purport. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Purport. Pure devotees, whose characteristics are mentioned here, engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself, and in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in His own abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of the living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and if it is sown in the heart of a living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that seed fructifies, just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. The spiritual plan of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and enters into the Brahmajyoti effulgence in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky also, that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Gradually, as a plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits, and the watering process in the form of chanting and hitting goes on. This plant of devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 19. It's explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of God. Then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with the Supreme Lord, just as a fish cannot live without water. In such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. And therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees, as stated in the Bhagavatam itself, 12.13.18. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and his devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in association. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sajaita Savaduta Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, Krishna is very, very kind.
Krishna yra labai, labai maloningas.
Golokera prema dhana hadi nama sankirtana. He has mercifully appeared in the form of his holy name. He has come from Goloka Vrindavan in the form of Nama Avatar. This is the great kindness of the Supreme Lord. We are his lost children suffering in this material existence. So he has given us this means of coming back to him, of re-establishing our lost connection with him. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, therefore, There is nothing more important than becoming perfect in chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Ir todėl nėra nieko svarbesnio už tai, kaip tapti tobulu kartuojant šventą vardą.
So, how does one do that?
Ir kaip žmogui tai padaryti?
The first thing is you must commit yourself to a regular regimen of chanting every day.
Pirmas dalykas, tai reikia nustatyti savo discipliną, kad kasdien kartoti reguliarų skaičių.
Even in ordinary affairs, if you want to become good at something, you have to practice it regularly.
Net ir kasdienėje veikloje, jeigu norit kažką gerai daryti, reikia tai daryti pastoviai.
Just like if somebody wants to become an expert guitar player, they will practice for many hours a day guitar.
Jeigu, pavyzdžiui, kas nors nori išmokti gitarą groti, tai jis turi kiekvieną dieną daug valandų groti.
Or if someone wants to win an Olympic medal, they will train for many, many hours a day.
Jeigu kažkas nori, reiškia, olimpiados medalį laimėti, jisai daug, daug laiko praleis treniruodamas.
Every day they will train.
Kiekvieną dieną treniruosis.
They have their teacher.
Turi savo mokytoją.
And they do their training work.
Ir treniruojasi.
So, in the same way with this chanting process.
Ir tas pats yra ir su kartojimo procesu.
One takes shelter of a qualified teacher who can guide one how to become perfect in chanting.
Žmogus priema prieglobstį pas mokytoją, kuris gali jį pamokyti, kaip ištobulinti kartojimą.
And then one practices it seriously every day.
Ir tada žmogus rimtai jį praktikuoja kiekvieną dieną.
Without fail.
Nepraleisdamas nei vienos.
So by this chanting process,
ir kartojimo šito proceso dėka,
we are feeding our soul, isn't it?
Mes pamaitinam savo sieną, ar ne taip?
And by this eating process, we are feeding our body, you see.
O valgydami pamaitinam kūną.
So how many of you will neglect feeding your body?
Ir kiek iš jūsų pamirš arba nepamaitint savo kūno?
Well, I was so busy, I just forgot to eat today.
Aš taip užsiemęs buvau, kad šiandien užmašau pavalgyti.
You will not neglect your body.
Niekas taip savo kūno kaip sako, neužmiršti.
So, do you think it is a very sane proposal?
Ir galvojat, kad yra labai sveikas sumanymas?
To give more importance to feeding your body than it is to feeding your soul?
Kad daugiau svarbos teikti kūno pamaitinimui negu sielos pamaitinimui.
No, it's not at all a sane proposal. In fact, it is an insane proposal. To give more importance to feeding your body than it is to feeding your soul. That's just like that foolish woman. Did you hear the story of that foolish woman? She had a very, very beautiful birdcage.
Ji turėjo labai, labai gražų paukščių narvelį.
Very expensive, opulent, beautiful birdcage.
Ir labai brangų, išpuoštą paukščių narvelį.
So, to justify having her birdcage, she got a bird to put in it.
Ir kad būtų prasmė, jei turėti tą narvelį, jinai nupirko paukščiuką, įdėjo.
And she was polishing that birdcage every day. The first day the bird came from the pet shop, the bird was chirping away. Chirp, chirp,
chirp.
But the lady forgot to feed the bird. She was so busy polishing the cage. The next day the bird was going, chirp, chirp.
Kita diena jau čirpėjimas sulėtėjo.
Again, the lady was polishing the cage, forgetting the bird.
Bet ir toliau šeimininkė, jinai tiesiog narvelį.
The third day, the bird was going, chirp, chirp.
Trečią dieną jau visai vos gyvas.
And as you can have guessed by now, on the fourth day, the bird was going, chirp.
Okay, ketvirtą dieną, turbūt jūs atspėsit, reiškia, jis jau...
Because the lady neglected that poor little bird, you see. Within 4 days, that poor little bird was dead on the bottom of the cage. The cage was very nicely polished. But the bird was finished. So your body is the cage.
Ir jūsų kūnas yra toksai narvas.
And you are the bird.
O jūs esat paukštis.
How much are you feeding the bird and how much are you polishing the cage?
Ir kiek jūs maitinat paukštį, o kiek švarinat narvą?
You should, each one of us has to look honestly at ourselves. And see how much energy we're putting into our body and how much we're putting into our soul. I can guarantee you one thing. At the time of death, all that energy you put in your body, it'll have zero value. Absolutely no value will it have at the time of death. You can't say Yamaraj, but I worked out every day with weights. I ran 1 kilometer every morning so I'd be in good shape. You think the Yamadutas care? How nicely you took care of your body. You see, the body is meant for one of three things. According to the Vedic wisdom. Stool. Ashes. Or earth. If you're a Christian, you see, they bury you. They bury you in the earth and you turn into earth. The body turns into earth. If you're a Hindu, they burn your body, they cremate it, and it becomes ashes. And if you're a Parsi, they throw your body at the vultures. The vultures, those birds, those big birds that eat dead bodies, they're called vultures.
Ir kitas atvejis, kai jūs tiesiog numes į gatvę ir suvalgysius grifai.
And then your body turns into the stool of vultures.
Vanagai ir grifai ir jūsų kūnas tiesiog pavirs į išmatas.
You know that vulture bird?
Ar žinot tą paukštį?
Very ugly, grotesque, black bird. Bird of prey, you see.
Maitvanagis, toks bjaurus, juodas paukštis, baisus.
It's mentioned in Prabhupada's books.
Jis yra aprašytas Prabhupada's knygoje.
So, since your body is going to be either stool, ashes, or earth, you should not give it so much importance. You should focus instead on the soul within. The eternal spiritual being who is residing within that body. That's where the primary focus of energy should be. Therefore, we minimize our sense gratification. We only, what is that verse? Yukta hara vihara sha, yukta chestas ta karma su, yukta svapna vabodhya sha, yoga bhavati dukaha. He who is tempered in his habits of eating, sleeping, working and recreation can mitigate all material pain by practicing the yoga system.
Yra posmas, kur sakoma, kad tas, kuris, reiškia, susitvarko savo miegą, mitybą, darbą ir poilsį, jisai sumažina visas materialias kančias.
So, Krishna is saying, don't torture your body.
Krishna sako, nereik kankint savo kūną.
And don't pamper your body.
Bet taip pat ir nereikia jo puoselėti.
You have to have that proper balance.
Reikia turėti tinkamą balansą.
Don't give it too much sense gratification.
Neduoti jam per daug išsinio pasitenkinimo.
And don't give it too little sense gratification either.
Ir neduoti per mažai pasitenkinimo taip pat.
Give your body enough sense gratification to keep it strong and healthy.
Duoti reikia pakankamai pasitenkinimo, kad jis būtų stiprus ir sveikas.
So you can focus your energy on your spiritual life.
Kad galėtumėt sukoncentruoti likusią energiją į dvasinį gyvenimą.
So, let's see here. This earth, in chanting our rounds, we have in our ISKCON a system of chanting in the early morning before sunrise. This is a very good system. Because there are different modes of nature that act at different times of the day. In the early morning before sunrise, the sattva guna is very powerful. Brahma muhurta. Then once the sun comes up, rajaguna becomes manifest. Then after sunset, tamaguna.
pasaulės nusileidimo tema būna.
So if you utilize the modes of nature when they are most conducive for chanting your rounds, then your rounds will be much easier.
Ir jeigu jūs panaudosite šitos gamtos dėsnius, kad jie padėtų, kiek įmanoma, kartu šventą vardą, tada bus lengviau.
What we do here in the temple is a model of what you should do at home.
Ir ką mes čia darom šventykloje, tai yra toks pavyzdys, ką reiktų daryti namuose.
Just as we rise here before the sunrise and take everyone takes bath and we assemble together to chant.
Kaip mes čia keliamės prie saulį patenkant, nusimaudom ir kartu renkamės kartot.
In your home you should also rise early before sunrise.
Namuose taip pat reikėtų keltis anksti prieš saulį tekant.
Take your bath and then sit down in front of your home altar and chant your japa very nicely.
Nusimaudyti ir reiškia prieš altorių atsistėsti ir kartot japa.
Try to get all your rounds done before sunrise.
Ir stengti sukartoti visus ratus prieš patekant saulį.
And if you do so, I guarantee you, you're going to have a great day. A simply wonderful day. Because you fully connected with Krishna. In the early morning hours. Nowadays, most people carry mobile phones. Would you leave your house if your mobile phone wasn't fully charged? I mean, you might miss an important phone call. So are you willing to give more love and attention to your mobile phone than you do to your own consciousness? Do you care more about your mobile phone than you do your own consciousness? Therefore, fully charge your consciousness before you begin your day. Just like you get your mobile phone fully charged, get your consciousness fully charged. What is a full charge? 16 rounds.
Yes,
yeah. Of course, you can put some extra charge in there if you want. Your consciousness will hold an unlimited charge. But 16 rounds is enough to make it through 24 hours, you see. If you chant 15 rounds, you don't have enough spiritual energy to make it through the 24 hours, see. So 16 rounds is the minimum that Prabhupada prescribed. Because that's the minimum little amount that will take you through 24 hours and keep you Krishna conscious for 24 hours.
Nes tai minimumas, kuris jūs visą parą išlaikys Krishna sąmonėje.
It is very important that you have full faith in the name.
Taip pat labai svarbu, kad turėti pilną tikėjimą į šventą vardą.
That the name Krishna and the person Krishna are one and the same.
Kad vardas Krishna ir asmenybė Krishna tai viena ir tas pat.
This is of the utmost importance in chanting.
Tai yra svarbiausias svarbos dalykas kartuojant.
You must be absolutely convinced that Krishna himself is fully present in the form of his name. So just think about that. If you actually are aware that Krishna is here now in this sound vibration, how attentive will you be to your chanting? How much nectar will you experience in your chanting?
Ir kiek nektaro patirsim kartojime.
You see? Therefore, this is of the utmost importance.
Dėl to tai yra svarbiausias dalykas.
Some people say, well, when I chant, I like to look at, you know, I like to look at some picture or I like to visualize something and, you know, is that okay, they ask.
Kai kartoju, man patinka žiūrėti paveikslą arba įsivaizduoti kažką mintyse, ar tai gerai?
When I was a brand new devotee in Los Angeles, I was just a young brahmachari, 22-year-old kid, visiting the Los Angeles temple. Prabhupada was there. Now, when Prabhupada was on this planet, anything Prabhupada did something or said something, the word would immediately go all over the world, you see. Prabhupada just said this.
Ir tais laikais, ką Prabhupada pasakydo ar padarydo, iš karto visą pasaulį pasklisdavo.
Somebody would probably say something, a devotee would hear, they would tell another devotee, and we go all over. Prabhupada just said this.
Prabhupada kažką pasakydo, atsidavęs išgirsdo, kitam perdodo ir taip po visą vietą.
So anyway, I remember I was standing there in the temple and someone said, oh, Prabhupada just chastised a devotee because he was looking at a picture while he was chanting his rounds.
Ir išgirdau, vienas atsidavęs sako, kad Prabhupada tik apibarė mokinį, kad jis žiūrėjo kartuodamas džiapą į paveikslą.
Of course, it's not wrong to see a picture. But he was probably chanting like this, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Staring at it, you know what I mean? His consciousness was not absorbed in the name. He was focusing his energy somewhere other than the sound vibration. That's obviously
what...
We are meant to absorb in the sound of Krishna's name.
Bet iš tikrųjų turime koncentruotis į garsą švento vardo.
You may say, but I'm more attracted to the form. I want to see the form.
Bet galėtume sakyti, bet mane labiau traukia forma. Aš norėčiau stebėti formą.
But wait a minute.
Bet palaukit.
Is Krishna's name limited?
Krishnos vardas yra ribotas?
Is only the sound of Krishna present in that sound?
Tam garse yra tik tai garsas.
Actually, the form of Krishna is also present in that sound vibration. Someone else may say, well, I like to meditate on the pastimes when I'm chanting my rim. I want to think about Krishna lifting Govardhan, or Krishna playing the flute. I'm not so much attracted to Hare Krishna, so I put my mind somewhere else. But again, that's wrong. Because all the pastimes of the Lord are fully absorbed, are fully present, I mean to say, in that sound vibration, Hare Krishna. Millions and billions of the of Krishna's pastimes are fully present in one utterance of Hare Krishna.
Ir milijonai ir milijardai žaidimų yra viename Hare Krishnos ištarime.
Millions and billions of forms of Krishna. Millions and billions of different names of Krishna. Everything exists within that sound vibration, Krishna.
Ir milijonai ir milijardai formų ir taip pat vardų Dievo yra tame žodyje Krishna.
Therefore, even if your mind runs here and there thinking about this thing and that thing, but you're Krishna conscious.
Ir net todėl, jeigu jūsų protas keliauja vienur ir kitur į dalykus, kurie net yra ir Krishna sąmonė.
Prabhupada said to bring it back to the sound vibration.
Prabhupada pasakė, grąžinti protą į garsą.
So that should be your meditation during your japa.
Ir į tai reikėtų medituoti kartu ant japa.
Understand that that sound vibration is the doorway into the spiritual world.
Suprasti, kad tas garso vibracija yra kaip vartai į dvasinį pasaulį.
You can travel through that sound vibration into Krishna's transcendental kingdom.
Ir per tą garsą galim nukeliauti į dvasinę Krishnos karalystę.
You have to submerge yourself in that vibration.
Reikia panerti save į tą vibraciją.
Put your consciousness fully into that vibration. It's like a yogi who's trying to do anima siddhi, you see. Become smaller than the smallest. So put yourself in that transcendental sound vibration. And that sound vibration will carry you into the transcendental dimension beyond time and space. Now for this process to work you have to strictly follow the regulated principles.
Ir kad tas procesas veiktų, reikia labai griežtai sekti keturiais principais.
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling.
Jokių neleistinų lytinių santykių, alkoholio, mėsos ar azartinių žaidimų.
If you're breaking the principles, you're not going to get the same result.
Jeigu laužysi principus, to pačio rezultato nebus.
You may be a householder thinking, well, you know, my wife and I, we have sex sometimes because we enjoy it, you know. We're married, you know. But sex outside of procreation is breaking the principles.
Bet seksas, kuris nėra skirtas vaikams, jisai tai yra principų laužimas.
Why is it considered breaking the principles?
Kodėl tai yra laikoma principų laužimu?
Because it pulls you back into identification with your material body.
Nes jisai nugramzina jūs į tą patinimą su materialiu kūnu.
Here we are trying to break free from the bodily identification.
Iš tikrųjų, mes stengiamės būtent sunaikinti tą patinimą su kūnu materialiu.
And if a householder couple is thinking, yeah, let's do our male-female thing and have some fun tonight.
Bet jeigu šeima pasako, pasidžiaugim dabar savo vyriškais, moteriškais malonumais.
All they're doing is pulling themselves back into bodily consciousness, strongly, strongly into bodily consciousness.
Tai paprasčiausiai jie į tą kūnišką sampratą labai stipriai save panelia.
I remember, I've told this story before, but I remember when I was a young brahmachari in Miami, our Miami temple, years and years ago.
Kai buvau jaunas brahmacharis ir Miami šventykloje.
There was one householder couple. They were very strictly following our rules and regulations. And they said, the husband told me, he said, last night my wife and I, we chanted 50 rounds. We were going to have sex to try to produce a child.
Sako, praeitą naktį mes su žmona sukartojom po 50 ratų, norėjom užsiimti seksu, kad vaikas būtų.
But after we chanted those 50 rounds, we were so high on the mantra, we said, let's wait till next month. You see, they didn't want to come down to the bodily platform. Even though it was religious sex. Krishna says, I am that sex which is religious sex. Even though it was sacred sex, that sex they would have had for having a child, it was sacred, sanctioned in the scriptures. Glorified in the Bhagavad Gita. Still, they said, but that sex, well, that's good sex. It's spiritual. But this chanting is even better than that sex. So we would rather stay on a higher platform than come down to a lower platform. This is the kind of faith in the name that you have to have. That it's better than sex. It's better than drugs. It's better than any sort of sense gratification of ice cream or pizza or anything. They have to have this kind of faith in the name. That there is no pleasure greater than Krishna's name. If you offer me I could either have $1 million or Krishna's name, I'll immediately take the Krishna's name. This is the kind of faith we have to have, you see. Complete, total faith in Krishna's name. And if we have this kind of faith in the name, then Krishna will reward us. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly.
Kiek jie man atsiduoda, aš tiek ir atlyginu.
Well, people say, well, how do I surrender to Krishna? I mean, he's far away in the spiritual world. How can I possibly surrender to him? But don't you see that Krishna has come in the form of his name? And don't you see the way to surrender to him? You give your tongue to Krishna. Rupa Goswami says devotional service begins with the tongue. So how do you surrender your tongue to Krishna? You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is surrender. Engage your tongue always in talking about Krishna. Engage your tongue always in chanting Hare Krishna. Engage your tongue always in inquiring about Krishna. And when you're tired of all that, you can take prasadam also. So you have energy so you can keep on talking and chanting about Krishna. And when you're tired, you can take some sleep also. And if you fully absorb your consciousness in Krishna the whole day at night, you'll be dreaming of Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna in your sleep. So we want to be fully absorbed. Krishna, 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 24 hours a day. That is Krishna consciousness.
24 valandas per parą.
We don't want any nonsense sense gratification clouding our consciousness.
Mes nenorim jokios kvailo jūsinio pasitenkinimo dengiančio, kuris dengtų mūsų sąmonį.
So one of the items of chanting is you have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Vienas iš esminių dalykų, norint kartoti gerai, tai priimti reikia dvasinį mokymą.
You can say, well, why should I take a guru? I'll just have the holy name as my guru.
Galim klausti, kodėl reikia tų guru? Šventas vardas gali užtekti.
But it is stated in the Namaparads, the third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. And we actually receive the pure holy name as a gift to us from our spiritual master. And as Krishna confirms in the Adi Purana, if you're just a devotee of him, but not of the spiritual master, you're not considered a devotee of Krishna. So, it is simple logic, since Krishna and his name are the same. Krishna is also saying, if you're simply a devotee of my name, but you're not a devotee of the spiritual master, then you're not really a devotee of my name.
Jeigu tu esi mano švento vardo atsidavęs, bet nesi dvasinio mokto atsidavęs, tai tu nesi iš tikrųjų.
So, the spiritual master, he is the transparent via medium who connects you purely with the name.
Ir dvasinis moktas yra tas skaidri terpė, kuri sujungia su šventu vardu.
The diksha we give to our disciples when we give them their spiritual name is called Harinam initiation.
Ir duodami diksha, ta diksha vadinasi Harinama iniciacija.
The spiritual master gives them the holy name. He plants that seed of the pure name within their heart. And if the disciple will water that seed of the pure holy name by regularly chanting and hearing, and by keeping the weeds of illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication out of the heart, and by carefully avoiding Vaishnava aparad, which is called Hatti Mata, the mad elephant offense, then the wonderful description we read here in the Bhagavad Gita purport will take place. That living entity, his creeper of devotion, will penetrate the coverings of the universe.
Tos gyvos esybės, tas augalas atsidavimo, jisai prasiverš pro materialią visatą.
The other day we discussed how thick are those coverings.
Praeitą dieną mes kalbėjom, kokie stori yra tie sluoksniai visatos.
Millions, it's trillions of miles thick, the coverings of the universe.
Tai yra trilijonai mylių storio tie.
But if you will take shelter of these names,
bet jeigu priimsit šitų vardų prieglobstį,
under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, then you will come face to face with
Krishna
as his eternal servant in the spiritual sky. So we can have now some questions.
Aš turiu keturis klausimus, trumpus tą pačią temą. Pirmas klausimas yra, kokie yra aukščiausi santykiai tarp vyro ir moters? Kokie yra aukščiausi santykiai?
I have four short questions regarding this.
Let's do, just take them one at a time.
Po vieną, aha. First question is, what is the highest relationship between men and women in this world?
In this world?
Šiame pasaulyje yra.
Ne, tiesiog kuriant šeimą, kuriant santykius, kokie.
In family life.
The highest relationship between men and women.
Highest possible relationship between men and women.
To realize that you're not man and woman.
Yra suvokti, kad nesat nei vyras, nei moteris.
That's the highest. As long as you're thinking man and woman, you're on a low level.
Tol, kol mąstymas yra toks, kad aš vyras ar moteris, tai yra žemas lygis.
You're not on a high level.
Tai nėra santykiai.
You can't have a... you talk about man and woman, that's a low level. It's only when they realize I'm not male, I'm not female, then you come to high level relationship.
Huh? Two other questions immediately answered.
They were answered too. Oh, good.
Paskutinis klausimas. Kaip padaryti teisingą pasirinkimą, kom vadovautis, kad žinot, ar reikia kur santykius, ar nereikia kur santykius. Nu, reikia kur šeiminis santykius, ar nereikia. Kaip padaryti teisingą sprendimą, kom vadovautis.
Ta prasme, šeima kur?
Jo,
How to make this final decision to create family or not to create family?
Do you mean to say to get what, whether to get married or not to get married?
Jis klausia, ar apsivesti ar ne apsivesti?
Yes.
That depends on what will best facilitate your Krishna consciousness.
Tai priklauso nuo to, kas suteiks daugiausiai galimybių jūsų Krishna sąmonėje.
If by remaining single you will, can be more Krishna conscious, then you must remain single.
Jeigu būdamas vienas galėsite būti labiau Krishna sąmonėje, tai
And if by being married man you can become more Krishna conscious, then you must get married.
Bet jeigu apsivedęs tapsite labiau Krishna sąmoningu, tada reikia vesti.
That is the deciding factor.
Ir būtent pagal tai reikia spręsti.
Whatever is favorable for your Krishna consciousness.
Kas palankiau jūsų Krishna sąmoningumui.
Next question.
Paskui toliau komentarė sako, kad mes ten nėra paminėta, kad mes esam patytos visi, nu, visi poli. Taip. Ir klausimas toks, kad čia turėjo mes susidantys ir svetis omeny, kad tas yra labai aukštam lygį turkotuo tiek ratų. Čia esmė, kad nu But man diskutėjom padarytų automatišką ir tik vien didinti. Ne į kokybę, ne į kokybę, bet į kokybę. Tiesiog, ar šia bazis dienas visas turėjo omeny labai aukštą lygį, bet tik tokį vat.
When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati mentioned, said that one who does not chant 64 rounds, he is fallen. So he meant the advanced devotees or any devotee, because Srila Prabhupada gave us 16 rounds and much service.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada is Shaktivas Avatar, he is descended from the spiritual world. He has the authority to make that adjustment.
Taip, Šila Prabhupada yra Šaktivas Avatara, nužengęs iš dvasinio pasaulio ir jis turi tą galę padaryti tokius sprendimus.
That is his kindness upon you.
Tai yra jo malonės pasiekimas.
Because you cannot chant 64 rounds.
Nes 64 ratų jūs negalite iš karto.
So we should not try to find fault with Srila Prabhupada.
Ir todėl nereikėtų iš Prabhupada ieškoti kalčių.
The why he made the change.
Kodėl jis pakeitė.
That's Guru Aparad.
Tai būtų Guru Aparad.
We should feel grateful that Prabhupada has been very kind to give us this concession.
Turėtume būti labai jam dėkingi, kad jis davė tokią nuolaidą.
Actually, Prabhupada did say we should do 64 rounds.
So
the disciples said, Swamiji, this is too much. We can't handle this. He said, all right, then you do 32 rounds every day. He said, Swamiji, we still can't handle 32 rounds. It's way too much.
Said,
okay, 16 rounds, no less than that. And we see so many devotees, they have a hard time even doing 16 rounds. How fallen we are, you see. In India, there are people who chant 120 rounds every day. And we're struggling with 16. Next question. Yeah.
Could you share your realization how the taste for the holy name increased in your practice from the beginning?
Hare Krishna. Well, it's been a long ride. I've been doing this for 38 years, you know. Actually, I had taste from the very beginning. Even before I met the devotees, a friend of mine had introduced me to the mantra. Three years before I joined, I had already started chanting. I knew this mantra had great power. Because I tried so many other types of meditation. There was one yogi, he charged money for initiation. I'd become his disciple. They gave me one secret mantra you're not supposed to tell anybody. But I will tell you. So I was doing my Aang mantra. Cost me 1 month's rent. Can you imagine having to pay a fee for initiation? Your initiation fee. It's like you buy a plane ticket, you know. Your initiation fee. It was 1 month's rent. And I went home with ang, 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 ang. Drive me crazy, you know. So a couple of days later, they had a meeting of all the new initiates, you see. And everybody was sitting around saying, oh, isn't this great? Wow, I'm really getting high on this. This is wonderful. Everybody was talking about how great it was. And I was sitting there thinking, what's wrong with me? Why doesn't it work for me? You know? But then later on, I realized when Prabhupada taught us this mantra, he says, Sampradaya vahina ye mantraste nishpala mata. If you know a little Sanskrit, nish means na, and pal means fruit. Nishpal. No result. If the mantra you got has not come in a bona fide Sampradaya, you can chant from now till the end of the universe and you'll get nothing out of it. So when a friend of mine introduced me to this Hare Krishna, which he had learned from the devotees in San Francisco, I knew there was something to this mantra. Something, I tried this mantra and it really worked. I would come home in the evening, I was working a job in downtown Denver. I would come home to the evening, I had my Radha Govinda poster on the altar. I would light some incense and a candle and I would sit down and I would chant Hare Krishna. And I would feel that I was taking off on a magic carpet in another dimension of consciousness.
toj vibracijos dėka pakildavau kitą visą išmatavimą.
The experience of that initial chanting was so powerful, I decided to totally give up the material world.
Ir man tokį didelį įspūdį padarė tas kartojimas, kad nusprendžiau pilnai atmesti materialų pasaulį.
Simply go to India and become a mendicant, a sadhu in India. It's my whole life, just live like a mendicant.
Ir tiesiog keliauti į Indiją ir gyventi ten kaip, reiškia, išmaldos prašančių žmogum.
But then before I was actually heading to New York to get a job on a freighter like the Jaladuta and get my free passage to India by working on the freighter.
Ir aš jau keliavau į Niujorką, kad ten dirbti kaip, reiškia, laive ir užsidirbti bilietą.
But then something inside said you should be going to San Francisco instead.
Bet vidui kažkas pasakė, kad visgi tu turėtum keliauti San Francisco.
So instead of heading east to New York, I headed west to San Francisco.
Ir vietoj to, kad keliaučiau į rytus Niujorką, aš pasukau į vakarus į San Francisco.
And there I met the devotees.
Ten sutikau atsidavusius.
And gradually I came to realize that I needed to fully surrender to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet to become perfect. This, I believed in the chanting, but I didn't really understand how to perfect the chanting.
Ir galiausiai suvokiau, kad reikia atsiduoti Šilos Prabhupados lotus pėdom, kad ištobulint kartojimą.
By the mercy of associating with the devotees,
ir bendravimu su atsidavusiais dėka,
and by the mercy of Maya's kicks,
ir taip pat Majos smūgių dėka,
I realized that I really needed to surrender to Srila Prabhupada.
Suvokiau, kad iš tikrųjų turiu atsiduoti Srila Prabhupada.
And that's when the name really started to take me places.
Ir nuo tada šventas vardas iš tikrųjų jau pradėjo apsireikšti.
It all began Shishi Nitai Gaurachandra ki jai, Shishi Radharamara ki jai. The devotees in Dallas had arranged a Lord Chaitanya festival in the park. So many of us, along with Vishnu Janaswami, we traveled up to the Dallas Center, which was just little in a little tiny apartment, actually. That was the Dallas Center at the time. In those days, we didn't have japa beads from India.
Ir tada mes dar neturėjom džapų iš Indijos.
Because practically no devotees had even gone to India yet.
Nes dar nebuvo praktiškai baktų, kurie buvo Indijoje.
So we would go to the hobby store and we buy wooden beads and we would string our own beads from wooden hobby beads, you know.
Ir mes tiesiog paprastus karolius nusipirkdavom ir iš jų padarydavom medinius tokius karolius.
There was a place called Tandy Leather Company that used to sell beads. Devotees would go to Tandy Leather Company and buy beads.
Ir tenai buvo tokia odos kompanija, kur atsidavė įdavo ir pirkdavo tenai.
So a bunch of us there in Dallas, we got in the car and drove over to Tandy Leather Company, we bought our beads and we came back to the temple and we strung our beads.
Ir grupelė mūsų nuvažiavom tenai, nusipirkom tų karolių ir grįžom į šventyklą ir vėrėm.
So I chanted 16 rounds that day, the first day.
Tą pirmą dieną jau kartojau 16 ratų.
And I never stopped.
Ir nuo to laiko nesustojau.
And when I went back to Austin, I had those new japa beads around my neck.
Ir kai grįžau į Austin, aš jau turėjau tą naują japa aplink kaklą.
At that time I was a singer-songwriter and I was the house musician at a restaurant called Sattva.
Ir tada aš buvau dainų rašytojas ir restorane Sattva, aš buvau dainininkas.
And the manager of the restaurant, I visited a friend that night. When I got back, I had my japa beads on around my neck.
Ir tada aš aplankiau savo draugą, turėdamas tos karolius ant kaklo.
And the manager of the restaurant just happened to be there.
Ir tenai buvo ir to restorano vadovas.
And as soon as he saw those japa beads around my neck,
ir kai tik pamatė tos karolius aplink mano kaklą,
he said, yeah, this is Steve, he's the house musician at our restaurant, and oh, by the way, he told me, you know, you can't sing songs about Krishna at the restaurant.
Ir jis pasakė, oh, tai Steve'as, jisai mūsų, reiškia, yra dainininkas restorane, bet...
He had a friend who had joined the Hare Krishnas, and when he saw those beads, he knew what was going on.
Bet jis iškart perspėjo, bet apie Krishna tu negali dainuoti restorane.
And he warned me, don't sing any songs about Krishna at our restaurant.
Ir jis perspėjo, kad mūsų restorane apie Krishna nieko nedainuoti.
So that was my only source of income, you could say.
Ir tai buvo mano vienintelis pajamų šaltinis.
And I had to make a choice.
Ir turėjau padaryti pasirinkimą.
And I chose Krishna over that singing at that restroom. I gave up that singing at that restroom. Because I wanted to chant Hare Krishna and I wanted to sing about Krishna. I had written 300 songs. I threw them all away in the garbage. Mundane songs I had written. I threw away at the garbage can at the temple. 300 songs in the garbage. So I could just focus on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, that dedication to 16 rounds has been the steadying factor in my life. So many things can go right, so many things can go wrong throughout your life. But if you just keep your faith in the name, everything will get better and better and better and better. It's not that only the chanting gets better. Everything gets better. Your relationships with the devotees get better. Your feelings about existence get better. Your ability to preach gets better. Because the more you have faith in the name, that faith becomes contagious. And that faith becomes inspiring to other people. Because there's a faith crisis in the world right now. People are suffering existential anxiety. They don't know why they exist. They're bewildered. They're frustrated by a life of sense gratification. So the more you develop faith in the name, you become a powerful instrument in the hands of Guru and Krishna, who can be utilized to attract people to chanting. So the point is, chanting is not only when you're chanting, but it's a 24-hour day experience of chanting the name and serving the name.
Ir kartojimas ne tik tada, kai kartojat, bet taip pat ir kai tarnaujat šventam vardui.
As you become advanced in chanting, your whole life at every minute becomes nama seva.
Ir kai jūs pažengėte kartojimą, tai visas jūsų gyvenimas tampa nama seva.
Everything is channeled into nama seva.
Viskas sueina į tą nama seva.
So, those are some of the realizations I have about chanting, how I progressed, you see.
Tokios realizacijos, kurias turėjo prie namą sėvą, kaip progresavau.
And I have no extraordinary qualification.
Ir aš neturiu kažkokios ypatingos kvalifikacijos.
In fact, I was one of the most from my perspective, I was one of the most misfit devotees.
Ir aš buvau pradžioje kaip mano požiūriu, tai toks, visiškas netinkamas.
If I can make it, anybody can make it.
Ir jeigu man pavyko, tai gali bet kas tada.
I mean, I wasn't like the ideal devotee, but you know, I wasn't exactly I was sometimes a problem for my temple president, let's put it that way. But the name has changed me, you see. I remember after 3 years of then the temples were, they wanted me, you see, they were fighting for me. After 3 years of chanting, then they would say, this temple president tried to get me for his temple, they were competing to get me. In the beginning, I was a problem for the authorities. But after 3 years, then they were seeing who could get me, you see. I became attractive to the leaders. They thought I was a real asset for their temple. So even if a devotee, you know, in the beginning, the temple authorities have difficulty working with them, you see. But if he will focus on chanting very sincerely the holy names, then the temple authorities will love him. Oh, we like him. We want more devotees like him, you see. So the name has that power. Within 3 years, I had a big transformation just in my early days.
Ir vardas turi tokią galią. Per 3 metus, paprasčiausiai, aš taip pasikeičiau.
And that transformation continues on and on and on.
Ir tas pasikeitimas jis tęsis ir tęsis.
And the nice thing about it is, the more you advance, the faster your advancement takes place.
Ir labai svarbus dalykas, kad kuo labiau pažengi, tada tuo greičiau tobulėji toliau.
It's a little slow to get started, see.
Pradėti gana lėtas procesas.
Because in the beginning it's like poison sometimes.
Nes iš pasiūrų, tai lyg nuodai kartais.
What is that verse? Yat tada agre visham meva pariname mritopamam tat satvikam what is it? Tatsukam satvikam proktam parinam atma buddhi prasada jam. That happiness which in the beginning is like poison.
Ta laimė, kuri pradžioje lyg nuodai.
But in the end becomes sweeter than the sweetest honey.
Bet gale, tampa saldesnė už saldžiausią medų.
And which awakens one to self-realization.
Ir kuri pažadina žmogų savęs suvokimui.
Is said to be happiness in the mode of goodness.
Yra laimė, dorybės būdai.
Chapter 18, Bhagavad Gita.
18 Bhagavad Gita skyrius.
Text number 37.
37. Yes.
So in the beginning the chanting is sometimes like poison.
Ir pradžioje kartojimas kartais kaip nuodai.
I don't want to chant.
Nenoriu kartoti.
I just want to sleep and eat.
Noriu miegoti ir
valgyti. Sometimes you just don't want to chant those 16 rounds.
Ir nesinori kartais kartoti
šį. Oh, it's like a botheration sometimes. I don't want to chant.
Kažkoks laiko švaistimas, nesinori.
But if you just do it as medicine.
Bet jeigu daro tai kaip vaistą.
The doctor Prabhupada, he gave me this formula, this prescription. I have to chant at least 16 rounds every day. And if you just do your duty and take your medicine at least 16 rounds every day. And that thing which was not always so sweet in the beginning, sometimes it was bitter. It'll start to become sweeter, 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 sweeter. So that's why I say you got to have complete faith in the name. As Bhaktivinoda Thakura confirms, there is nothing but the name to be had in all the 14 worlds. You can search all the way from Patala Loka to Brahma Loka. In every nook and corner of this universe, and you will find there is nothing here except for poison. But there's one thing which is nectarian in this universe, and one thing only. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, next question. Yeah.
You have mentioned about Nama Seva. So, is this Seva that we are doing now, or it's on some another thing?
Now you are doing? When you go on Hari, you go on Hari Nam sometimes on the streets? Huh? Yes or no? No? Well, everyone should go on Harinam. That's the greatest Nama Seva. To spread the holy names to the people of Kaunas, you see. That's the greatest Nama Seva. Go on Harinam Sankirtan. Everyone should do that. Yeah. When is the next Harinam going on?
Saturday.
What time?
1 o'clock.
Okay, everyone should come 1 o'clock. I used to lead the Harinam Sankirtan, but this my ear disease has gotten so that I have to, because of my ear disease, I cannot go.
Seniau aš vesdavau Harinamas, bet dabar dėl ausų ligos negaliu to daryti.
But I can make you go.
Bet galiu jūs įkvėpti.
Everyone should go on Harinam.
Kiekvienas turėtų eiti Harinam.
That's the greatest Nama Seva.
Tai didžiausia Nama Seva.
Yes, everyone. All the householders, all the brahmacharis, everyone mobilize. 300 devotees on Harinams and Kirtans. Kaunas will not be the same. But you meet here at 1 o'clock on Saturday? Yeah. Okay, next question. Yeah.
You have mentioned that in the beginning it may be like poison, but then like nectar. But in experience, we see that many devotees, they experience pleasure in the beginning, but then it becomes poison. So is it bad practice or what?
That means their chanting was rajasic. The mode of passion is nectar in the beginning and poison in the end. So why was it rajasic? Well, that means they were proud. They were taking it as some kind of a new toy to play around with, some exotic new toy. And just like a child gets tired of a new toy and throws it away, they threw it away. You can't take it just as some toy to play with. The real thing is this. Don't try to be the enjoyer of the name. That's the problem. They were trying to be the enjoyers of the name. Instead of trying to enjoy the name, try to give the name enjoyment. Krishna is the name. That's why the name is sometimes called Nama Prabhu. That person, Krishna, is now present. Utter his name in such a way that he'll be pleased. Actually, in the material world, lovers will do that, you see. They will say there's lovers in name in such a way to make it very sweet and pleasing to their beloved, isn't it? Oh, Romeo, oh, Juliet, you see.
Oh, Romeo, oh, Juliet.
They will call the name of their lover and try to say it very sweetly to please their beloved, you see. Yes. Oh, Juliet. Oh, Romeo. You know what I mean? And they try to please their beloved by the way they say their beloved's name, you see. So you should try to please Krishna by saying his name with love. Not just mechanically saying Krishna, 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 Krishna. But calling out to him. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. With love, you see. So those people were not calling with love. That's why they lost their taste. But if you will try to feelingly call out to Krishna in a loving voice to attract his mercy upon you, I guarantee you, you'll get the nectar. Because you're giving nectar to Krishna. By the way you're uttering his name. If you give 1 gram of nectar to Krishna, he will give you 10 grams in return. So whatever you can do, you will get tenfold return. So even if you just make that tiny, you can use the little, tiny little bit of loving feeling, you see. As we say in English, teeny weeny. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny. A little bit of bhakti, you know. Then Krishna will give you an ocean of reciprocation. So try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Krishna will bless you like torrents, like showers of mercy, of like torrents of rain in the monsoon season of India. Jai Guru Chandra ki jai, Shri Radhamadar ki jai. All right. So tomorrow night there will be a super duper fired up lecture given in Vilnius. I'll tell you a secret. I really relish going there because I love those devotees, the Dayal Govinda and Shamananda. They're so sweet devotees. And there, in the association of Dayal Govinda and Shamananda Prabhu, I become very, very enlivened. Because they are great sadhus. So I promise you, because of their association tomorrow night, it's going to be a really fired up lecture by their potency. So if you want to really get fired up, come to Vilnius tomorrow night for the lecture. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ha, 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 ha.